New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome back to the Heartland Events Center in Grand Island for continuing coverage of the State High School Volleyball Tournament as we get ready for the D2 Championship game between the top seed, Howell's Lady Bobcats, and the number two seed, the Bertrand Lady Vikings. Doug Duda with you here on the New Tech Seed pregame show as we just witnessed an outstanding opening match here in Class C1 where Columbus SCOTUS wins their 17th state championship. And they were pushed to the very end, defeating Kearney Catholic in the fifth set by a score of 15-12. Michaela Messel had 21 kills to lead Kearney Catholic. Columbus SCOTUS was led by Lauren Helbush with 23 kills. It's the second straight runner-up trophy for the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars. For Howells, they have been to the state tournament a few times. 2010, they were here last year, and they were the runner-up in D1. Now they're going to try and win it all in D2. For Bertrand, they made it to the state finals and were the runner-up in 2008. In their only other trip to state, they made it in on a wild card after losing to Brady in the district final. Brady pushed Howells to five sets yesterday. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll be right back.
Pro Team Design is proud to support our area athletes and their fans. We do that the best way we know how, which is providing quality screen printing and embroidery and unmatched service to all of Central Nebraska. For everything from youth football to college volleyball, we have the brands you want at prices you can afford. So call Pro Team Design in Grand Island today for all of your corporate, athletic, or personal screen printing and embroidery needs. Pro Team Design, 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, 308-398-1154, or check us out on the web at proteamdesign.com.
The Bank of Bertrand thanks you for your business and welcomes you to this sports broadcast. The Bank of Bertrand is your full-service hometown bank and invites you to stop in and see them for all your banking, from commercial to professional. The Bank of Bertrand has everything you need to keep your farm, home, and business running. The Bank of Bertrand, member FDIC, an equal housing lender, very proud to sponsor this high school sports broadcast.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show, where it's time now to take a look at our starting lineups, brought to you by New Tech Seed, your yield leaders. Contact New Tech Seed, Terry and Jason Stark, or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. First off, we take a look at Howell's Bobcats here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. 5 points bank, the better bank, brings you our starting lineups every contest. And for Howell's, number five is a 5'11 junior middle hitter, Haley Kampschneider. Number nine is a 5'11 senior outside hitter, Caitlin Janana, second on the team in kills. Number 10 is a 5'9 junior right side hitter, Mackenzie Polacek. Number three is a 5'8 junior middle hitter, Casey Hyman, leads the team in kills at 294. Number four is a 5'6 senior outside hitter, Amber Bernheide. And number two is a 5'8 sophomore center, Amanda Everett. The libero is 5'4 junior, Paige Indra. Head coach of the Bobcats is Sarah Edwards, assisted by Molly Brockmeyer. The Bobcats are 28-4 on the season out of the Cornhusker Conference, making their 15th trip to the state tournament. They are last year's runner-up. They defeated Walt Hill and Dodge in the sub-districts, beat Elkhorn Valley in five of the districts, then beat Hampton and Brady here at the state tournament. Now for the Bertrand Lady Vikings, number six is the 5'8 sophomore outside hitter, Madison Peterson. Number 12 is a 5'5 senior center, Haley Samuelson. Number four is a 5'8 senior middle hitter, Mindy Cook. She will be followed in the lineup by number eight, 5'9 sophomore, Brittany Shipp. Number 10, 5'4 sophomore, Peyton Peterson. And number 13, a 5'4 senior, Brittany Vinzant. The libero is number 24, 5'4 sophomore, Allison Mason. The head coach of Bertrand Vikings, Lisa Mason, assisted by Kevin Levine. The Vikings are 30-2 on the season. They beat Loomis and Eustace Farnham in the sub-districts, lost to Brady in the district finals, and here at state, they beat Giltner and Stewart. And that's a look at the starting lineups brought to you by 5 Points Bank, the better bank. 5 Points Bank, your community bank, taking care of their customers one at a time at Five Points Bank. We're back with more on the New Tech Seed pregame show after this.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Plant smiles, grow laughs, harvest love. Rainbow Nursery is located between Bertrand and Loomis, north of Highway 23 on E Road at the home of Scott and Renee Davis. Rainbow Nursery offers many opportunities for you landscaping, unique plants, yard tours, presentations to many organizations on landscaping and nursery topics, as well as consultations. Rainbow Nursery has flexible hours to try and work around your busy schedule. So call before you make the drive and schedule an appointment to get everything you need for a beautiful yard and flower bed. Blessings to all of you Vikings from Rainbow Nursery.
In other action here at the state tournament in Class A, Omaha Marion is a winner in three sets over Lincoln Northeast to win the consolation game. In the championship, it is next. Papillion La Vista South will take on Omaha Burke. In Class B, the championship tonight at 6:30, Grand Island Northwest against Lincoln Pius. The consolation match, 2 o'clock at Grand Island Senior High between Omaha Scud and Elkhorn South. In Class C1, Columbus SCOTUS defeated Kearney Catholic in the championship in 5 sets, and just getting underway at Grand Island Northwest, Central Catholic and Minden in the consolation. In C2, Ord will play Lutheran High Northeast for the state title at 4:30. Twin River and Hastings St. Cecilia getting ready to play at Grand Island Senior High here at noon. D1 wraps up the championships here today as Humphrey takes on Exeter Milligan at 8:30. And in the consolation match, West Point Guardian Angels is a 5-set winner, 17-15 in the fifth, over Bruning Davenport Shickley. And the D2 consolation match will be at 2 o'clock at Grand Island Northwest as Brady takes on Stewart. And here the championship match about ready to get underway between Howells and Bertrand. In the football game, 12:40 to go in the second quarter, Nebraska and Penn State are still scoreless at State College. Michigan State leading Iowa 14-7 in another big game. Nebraska needs to win out. Michigan State needs to get a loss for the Huskers to go to the Big Ten championship game. In other action, Oklahoma State leads Texas Tech 28-0. And if you're looking for more football, the Breeze is on 94.5 FM for the Huskers. College football on ESPN 1460 and 1550 Florida and South Carolina. And you've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Starker, a New Tech Seed dealer near you. And our match begins after this timeout.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
When you connect with CHS, you get more than a partner. You get a business relationship built to last.
Where you're connected to a company that markets over a billion bushels of grain a year.
In 60 countries.
Connected to a leading energy supplier that delivers quality products.
Connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs.
Connected to our people who are committed to helping you reach your goals. We're CHS, resources for enriching lives.
With our producer-engineer Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here at the Heartland Event Center in Grand Island for the State Volleyball Tournament, presented in part by Midwest Heating and Air of Grand Island. Your comfort is our business. At Midwest Heating and Air, Howells has won the toss. They will be in the black uniforms with the orange trim, the blue uniforms with the white trim for Bertrand, and we are ready to get this state volleyball championship match underway as Bertrand gets the serve to the outside. The first attack is going to be wide off the swing of Mindy Cook, and Bertrand will pick up the first point with their libero, Paige Indra, back doing the serving. And Indra's serve, deep middle, handled there by Shipp to the right side. The attack driven across by the Vikings, and it'll be Howells going back to the left wing on the attack. Good rally to start this second point here. Back row attack taken across by Shipp, handled by the Bobcats, close to the net. Nothing they can do with it. First kill of the match to Brittany Schiff for Bertrand. 1-1. And back to serve it away will be Madison Peterson. Nebraska is on the board with a field goal. 3-0 over Penn State. 11 minutes to go, first half. Howells with the volleyball on the deep serve, picked up there by Bernheide. Left side attack is going to be rolled across. The Vikings with the dig. Back set middle. The attack is down and good for Mindy Cook. 2-1 Bertrand. Again, Bertrand's only two losses this year to Hampton and Brady, both here at the state tournament. The two teams that Howells beat, both in five sets to get here to Bertrand. And the serve is across by Madison Peterson. Howells back set right side. The attack taken across there by Palacek, and it is out of bounds. 3-1. Bertrand with the lead. Play the best out of five. Howells knows all about that. And a serve by Peterson. Howells will set to the middle. A little late getting there is going to be Janata. She tips it over. Back row attack ship for Bertrand. Goes into the net. Point for the Bobcats. It is 3-2. Back to serve it away here for Howells is going to be Caitlin Janata. And Janata will float that one across into the back middle. Picked up there by Bertrand. Set to the outside. Tipped into the block. Nice dig out there by Ship. And set back over the net by Mindy Cook. Howells gets back into their offense with a middle attack. Blocked up front by Bertrand. Ace block for Mindy Cook. Cook, the 5'8 senior. Remember, Bertrand missed out on state last year after an incredibly great district final against Axtell. And now playing some D2 volleyball. They'll float that across with the serve. Haley Samuelson, pass to the outside. It has to be rolled across there by Bernheide. Bertrand goes middle. Cook drives it down. Bertrand has the point. Second kill for Mindy Cook to go with an ace block. Vikings 5 and Bobcats 2. Howells, of course, volleyball and football both trying to play for championships. Kearney Catholic trying to do the same. Their volleyball team just finished second to Columbus SCOTUS as Samuelson serves it across. Pass to the middle. Bernheide takes it across. Dig is made by Vinzant. Rolled across there by the Vikings. Here's the set to the outside for Howells, and it is deep and out of bounds. They want a tip. They get the tip. Head referee Kathy Coble says, yes, there was a tip. And that'll be the first kill of the match for the Bobcats and Amber Bernheide. And back to serve it away will be Mackenzie Palacek. 5-3 Bertrand. Just underway here. Again, the C1 went 5, so that's why we have such a late start. And Bertrand wastes no time getting the third kill for Mindy Cook. 6-3. Vikings will serve it away with Mindy Cook. And checking into the front row will be Katie Chesterman, a 5'10 sophomore. And a serve is a strong one across by Ship, playing well early. Right side attack, Howells blocked it into Chesterman. It's taken back across by the Bobcats. Into their offense, Bertrand goes right side. It'll be taken down the line, but out of bounds. It hit the net and kicked wide for Brittany Ship. Side out Howells. Back to serve it away now will be Casey Hyman. And Hyman serve a little floater across the net to Bertrand, who tries to go quick, and Chesterman will tip it down on the quick for a 7-4 lead. Katie Chesterman with her first kill, and back to serve Allison Mason, the 5'4 sophomore libero here for her mom and coach Lisa. Floats it deep in the corner. That Howells makes a good pass up front. They get it to their center, Everett. Left side attack is ruled out of bounds by the Bobcats. 8-4 Bertrand. Vikings doing a good job of at least scoring on their serve, 1 point at a time, and that's why they're up by 4 points here over the Bobcats. Mason serve goes back middle. Picked up by Palacek. Set to the left side. Bernheide on the attack. Dig by Ship. Set out to the wide side. And the drive into the block for Bertrand. Kill by Madison Peterson. And it is 9-4 Bertrand, and we're going to get a timeout here early on by Howells. So Bertrand out of the gates in good shape. They lead at 9-4, opening set of the D2 State Volleyball Final on Classic Hit.
The most recommended by far, Houston's Body Shop, that's who we are. Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended Houston's Body Shop. That's who we are.
And welcome back to the Heartland Events Center in Grand Island for Classic Hits coverage of the 2011 State Volleyball Tournament, presented in part by Midwest Heating and Air of Grand Island. Your comfort is our business. Doug Duda here with the second championship game of the day. It's in the state's smallest class, D2. But we had an incredible match last year in D2 between Lawrence Nelson and Sterling that went to the fifth set, 15-13. And we just had an outstanding match in C1 that went to the fifth set, 15-12, SCOTUS over Kearney Catholic. Here it is 9-4 in favor of Bertrand, opening set of the Class D2 final, as Howells took the timeout, and now we wait for the TV to get back from their break. So Lisa Mason's daughter, Allison, can serve it away here. And we're ready to go. Mason with two in a row, forcing that Howells timeout. And the serve. Loads it deep middle, picked up there by the Bobcats, who set it middle as well. They'll tip it across by Camp Schneider. Bertrand goes right side, a little tap across from Ship. Howells goes left side, the attack blocked, and it falls out of bounds just by an inch. Give the kill to Bernheide. Her second, side out for Howells. You're listening to KKPR-FM. Kearney, Bertrand, and Ord. As the middle attack here will be down and good by Katie Chesterman. Her second one, 10-5. And Howells has yet to find much on their serve. They served first. Indra got the service point, and that's been it. The only lead Howells had, and now it's 10-5 Bertrand. And the serve is fired across by Brittany Ship. Back row attack going to be taken across. And a great up by Bertrand just to get it over, but I heard a whistle. They're going to say it was down. So Bernheide will get credit for the kill, as the players didn't hear the whistle. And back to serve it away, Amanda Everett. Everett to wrap up the first time through the service rotation here for the Bobcats. Across to Mason. Here's the set right side. Chesterman takes it across. One up by Bernheide. Back row swing again, this time from Hyman. Bertrand with the up. Got a good look, but drive it into their own net. Attack error, Bertrand. 11-6. 10-7, let's say. Bertrand still with the lead. And Everett will get to serve it away again. Everett, plenty of time now, fires it away. Right at Mason in the middle of the floor. Set to the outside, and it'll be wide on the attack here for Madison Peterson. Center Haley Samuelson trying to move the ball around a little bit. Dan Howells has their first three-point run of the championship. Serve across by Everett. Pass off the mark. It'll have to be pushed across from the back row, and it works for Mindy Cook, her fourth kill. I don't think Howells is expecting that, and a little late to go over and cover. 11-8, Bertrand, and in to serve the volleyball away is Jaden High, a 5'6 freshman, rotates in. And High will go deep middle, picked up there by Hyman, set to the left side, driven across for a Bobcat kill. Caitlin Janana will get her first. Side out Bertrand. We've made it through the rotation once, and it is Bertrand 11 and Howells 9. Back to serve it away, Paige Indra. Down the middle to Mason. Back into their offense. Here comes the swing by Ship. Blocked up front. Ace block by Casey Hyman. 11-10. Howell's starting to get a little more involved here now. And the serve by Indra to tie it up. In the back left corner, it's going to be picked up there by Brittany Vincent, and they can't do anything with it. 11-11. After being down 10-5, Howells has come roaring back to tie at 11 here, as they are on a 6-1 run. And the serve by Indra. Picked up in the back row, Vincent. Go to the outside, Ship. Attack is long, and all of a sudden, Bertrand has lost their mojo, and Coach Mason calls the timeout. So each team has used a timeout here in the opening set. It is 12-11 Howells. We'll be right back.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Click. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney delivers.
In college football. Nebraska maintains a 3-0 lead over Penn State with 8:07 to go here in the first half of play. In state volleyball, Howells has taken a 12-11 lead over Bertrand, forcing the timeout to be called as they are currently on a 7-1 run. And earlier today, Columbus SCOTUS, a 5-set winner over Kearney Catholic. They won the first two sets, had to fight off a set point in game number two to win it 26-24. Then Kearney Catholic won the next two, but it was 15-12 SCOTUS in the fifth. And now, still serving, Paige Indra looking for four in a row here for Howells. And it's an ace serve. It's 13-11. So a run going here for the Bobcats, a team that has been up and down, especially here in the state tournament, where both of their first two matches at state have went five games. Serve across, pass off the mark. Bertrand does get it above the net. A free ball and swinging through to try and terminate in the net called on Janata. So Bertrand gets a break, and they will serve it away. Madison Peterson starts the second time through the rotation here for Bertrand, trailing by one halfway through the opening set. Serves it Indra, set to the outside. The attack going to be taken across by Janata. Dig made by Bertrand. They'll go with the outside attack from Peyton Peterson. Howells has to dig it out and try one more time on the left side. Vinzant with the dig, short set middle, and dominated by Mindy Cook. Cook able to hammer it home for her fifth kill. It is 13-all. And Madison Peterson to serve it away again. She had a couple early in this game. Fires it back middle there to Bernheide. Set middle, big swing down and good for the Bobcats and Caitlin Janata. Now Janata will rotate back to serve it away. 14-13 Howells here in the opening set. And the serve. High, soft serve, picked up in the middle by Vinzant. Short slide right side, down and good by Mindy Cook. That'll be her sixth kill. 14-14. And back to serve it away will be Haley Samuelson here for the Vikings. Samuelson's serve goes back middle, picked up there by Janata. Pass to the outside, a little wide, and shoved across by Bernheide, so it's still alive, and then the pass off the mark for Bertrand, and they have to shove it over. Middle attack, Bobcats drive it off the back row for the kill. Hyman with her first. 15-14 Howells. And back to serve now will be Mackenzie Palachik. Palachik floats it down the middle, handled there by Vinzant. Set to the outside. The attack is going to be driven across to the one arm up off the Peyton Peterson attack. Returned over. Here's the set. Right side. Driven across and blocked there by Bertrand and given an ace block. A lift kill as Ship was blocked up front by Amber Bernheide. Second ace block for Howells and they're up 16-14. Palachik on the serve. Tries to go right on the line, a little late getting it. It's overpassed to Howells. They get right into their offense and get another kill with Casey Hyman. 17-14. Howells now up by three, their largest lead here in the opening set. Palachik stays at the back line to serve it away. A little bit to the left side of center. Floats the serve across. Right side attack Ship. She's able to finish this one off. Mindy Cook with her seventh kill. And it's 17-15. Vinzant's going to check out. And back to serve, Mindy Cook. Trying to get Bertrand back even here. Needs a couple, but instead serves it deep and out of bounds. That's the first service error by either team here in the opening set. 18-15 Howells. Here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. High deep serve by Hyman, handled easily by Bertrand, and in the net called on Howells. It's good for Bertrand because their attack was out. Point Vikings, 18-16, and Allison Mason is back in to serve it away. Again, midway through the second quarter, Nebraska holds a 3-0 lead over Penn State as Mason serves it across. Here's a set to the back row for Hyman. She drives it over and out of bounds. Cook got out of the way at the last second. One-point game. And Bertrand a chance to tie it here, 18-17. Mason takes a little extra time, a run at it. Sends it deep middle again to Hyman. Set to the outside for Bernheide. Takes it off the block for the kill. Amber Bernheide with her fourth kill. And Howells is keeping a little lead here on Bertrand as we head towards 20. 19-17, and Bernheide to serve. Floats it into the middle, picked up by Mason, set to the outside. They're going to go back row attack, and an attack error by Cook, 20-17. Howells with the lead by three. First point on serve for Bernheide. And Bernheide serve. Down the middle it goes. Mason's pass a little bit off the mark, and it'll have to be set across out of the back row. They can't even get it across the net. It's 21-17. Bertrand still has a timeout. Not going to use it here, doesn't look like. So Bernheide gets ready to keep this run going for the Bobcats. Dug out the back row ship, set it to the outside. The attack driven across that time by Peterson. Great dig by the Bobcats, and then it's blocked up front. Chesterman. Howells tries again. This attack dug out, an overpass right back to Howells off two big swings by Giannata. The third one from Giannata is through the double block for the kill. Third kill for Giannata. Timeout for Bertrand. Howells 22 and Bertrand 17. Opening set of the D2 Finals here on Classic Hits.
When I told my buddies my starting quarterback in my fantasy league was going to be Matt Schaub, they all laughed. Well, me and my buddies went to Cunningham's Journal like we do every week, practically the ultimate place for sports fans. You can catch all your players on one of their bajillion screens. Husker football every week, awesome food and drink specials, and the beer so cold. Anyways, we're watching the game on the 10-foot screen. There was Matt Schaub tearing it up, threw for three touchdowns, even ran for one. And guess who's laughing now? So sports fans, there's only one place to be time and time again. That's Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school volleyball as we follow the Bertrand Vikings through the state volleyball tournament. But right now they trail Howells 22-17 in the first set of the final. Howells, the runner-up in D1 the last 2 years, drops to D2 and tries to get the big trophy. They won it all in C2 in 1995 and in C back in 1980. Serving it away right now is Amber Bernheide. And Bernheide gets it across. Attack right side. Bertrand driving it through the block and getting the kill is going to be McKenzie. They say Brittany Ship or Cook. No, it's going to be Cook with the kill. That's her eighth. Ship goes back to serve. And Ship will serve it fairly deep. Most of Bertrand's serves have been there. Dumped across by the Howells setter, Amanda Everett, and it works. Everett with the kill. 23-18 Howells. And now Everett will go back and serve it away. Trying to finish off this opening game here for the Bobcats of the D2 state final. Across it comes to Ship. Outside, back row attack, Cook. And it's trouble for Howells. It stays off the floor. Can they bump it across? They will with Hyman. Chance here on the overset by Chesterman. Right side attack, Howells terminates, and it is game point. The kill for Giannata, her fourth, 24-18. Everett, game point, Howells, after the Vikings were up 10-5. And the serve, a short one there. Overpassed into the net, dug out of their own net, and blocked down by the Bobcats and Camp Schneider. Haley with the ace block, and that is the end of game number one. Howells, 25. And Bertrand 18, we'll be back with the numbers in a minute on Classic Hits.
Great Plains Crop Services in Bertrand specializes in crop protection for your farm. See Roxanne today and ask her how she can get you the best coverage for all your crops so you can focus on the more important things in your life while we take care of protecting your livelihood. Great Plains Crop Services of Bertrand is a proud supporter of high school sports. Best of luck tonight from Roxanne at Great Plains Crop Services in Bertrand.
Killian Motors in Kearney wants your trade-in. Stop in today and check out the great selection of program and new vehicles at low, low prices. Killian Motors needs good used vehicles, and you can help. They'll give you a great deal on your old trade-in. Killian Motors, your GM dealer where people come back time after time. 8th and Central in Kearney.
Take a look at the numbers from the opening set of this D2 state final. First of all, for Bertrand, Mindy Cook with 8 kills and an ace block. Katie Chesterman, 2 kills. Madison Peterson, 3 service points and a kill. Brittany Shipp had a kill. Haley Samuelson, a service point, and Allison Mason, 3 service points. 12 kills, 1 ace block, no ace blocks, or no ace serves for Bertrand. For Howells, Amanda Everett, 4 service points and a kill. Casey Hyman, an ace block, 2 kills. Amber Bernheide, 3 service points, an ace block, and 4 kills. Haley Kampschneider had an ace block. Caitlin Giannata, 4 kills. Mackenzie Palachik, 2 service points. Paige Indra, 5 service points. 1 was an ace. Howells fell behind early, 9-4, but came back to win it 25-18 to take game one over Bertrand in the D2 state final. And we'll be back with the second set right after this timeout.
It's fall, and we Nebraskans are serious about our football. We pay attention to the punts, the passes, the tackles, and the touchdowns. Same thing goes for hassle-free at the Midway Auto Group. Folks at Midway care about every aspect of your buying and ownership experience. You'll find our lowest prices right there in the window. And when you purchase, you can get a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. Hassle-free. It's a big deal at the Midway Auto Group on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney or online at thinkmidway.com. Think hassle-free. Think Midway.
In the third place matches earlier today, it was Guardian Angels over Bruning Davenport Shickley, 17-15 in the fifth, and Omaha Marion beat Lincoln Northeast in 3. Grand Island Central Catholic beats Minden 25-14 to take game one of the consolation game in C1. Also playing at this hour, St. Cecilia is taking on Twin River in the C2 final. Still to come today in Class A, the next game, Papillion La Vista South against Omaha Burke. C2 at 4:30, Lutheran High Northeast against Ord. Class B at 6:30, Grand Island Northwest against Pius. And 8:30, the D1 final, Exeter Milligan taking on Humphrey. Already today, Columbus Scotus has beaten Kearney Catholic in 5. Right now, Bertrand will serve it away with Madison Peterson to start game number 2. Howells won the opener 25-18. Pass back over to the Vikings. They go to the left side. The shot is going to be blocked up front by Haley Kampschneider. The 5'11 junior gets up to get her second consecutive block. She had the first, had the last block to end the game one and gets the first block to start game two. Indra to serve it away. Bertrand trying to get back into their mojo here. Cook's the only one that's really been doing much at the net. Her drive is going to be dug out and passed back over. Set to the outside. Rolled across the net by Peyton Peterson. Middle attack, Howells. Blocked up front there by Cook. Outside attack is going to be out of bounds, but they say it is tipped. Howells will get the kill. Giannata with her fifth. 2-0 Howells. Indra back to that service line. Got things turned around at the service line there in game one to give them the lead. Serve backs out Vinzant. Right side attack Cook, and it is blocked out of bounds. Point Mindy Cook off the set from Haley Samuelson. Howells 2, Bertrand 1, and Samuelson will go back to serve it away. Glad to have you along with us here on Classic Hits and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Samuelson over to Indra, set to the outside, big swing down and good for KC Hyman. Hyman with her third kill, 3-1 Howells. On opening day, Howells won the first two sets before going 5 with Hampton. Yesterday they dropped the opening game to Brady. One sets 2 and 3, and then 15-13 in the fifth. Of course, Brady beat Bertrand in straight sets of the district final. Here's another kill in the middle for Casey Hyman. Right now, Bertrand doesn't have an answer. It is 4-1 Howells. And on that service line is Giannata. And Giannata will float this back corner. Vinzant plays it. It was right on the line. Outside rolled over by Peyton Peterson. Howells goes back to work here, and their attack this time is going to be long and out of bounds from Bernheide. Back to serve it away will be Mindy Cook here for the Bobcats. And back to serve it away, Bertrand trying to get some momentum here. They had it right out of the gate in the championship, but right now it's all Howells as the pass is off the mark by the Bobcats, and they have to push it across here with Hyman. Set middle to the outside they'll go with Peterson. She'll drop it across. Bobcats have it with an attack from the left wing by Bernheide. Picked up by Bertrand. Try to go short side kill with Brittany Shipp. It is dug out. Howells goes right side. Blocked up there by Chesterman. Howells has it again. Rolled across and picked up by the setter Samuelson. It ends up being passed into the back row and a free ball over to Howells. Long rally here. Middle tip. Bertrand digs it out. Brittany Shipp. Back row attack. Cook. She'll drop it home. Mindy Cook with her 10th kill. And Bertrand, after a long, long rally, gets to keep the serve, and it's Cook with the serve. And Cook fires that line shot across, picked up there by Palacic, set to the outside. It'll be rolled over by Hyman. Set left wing, the attack Peterson for Bertrand, dug out back row, and Howells will get it up front, blocked up front there by Chesterman. Katie Chesterman with the ace block, and we are tied at four in the second set with number four, Mindy Cook, at the service line. And the serve rolls it right side, barely picked up, and what it is, it's passed all the way over to Mason. Bertrand gets it right side, the attack goes into the net. Attack error, Howells 5-4. And serving it for the Bobcats will be Mackenzie Palacic. Had a couple of service points in game number one. Floats it in the middle to Cook. Run down Samuelson, middle attack Chesterman. Dug out there by Palacic. Howells goes outside, and the near side kill is down and good for Bernheide. Her fifth, 6-4 Howells, leading the Vikings here up Bertrand, making their second trip to the Class D championship. They were in the D1 final in 08, runner-up to Giltner, who they beat in the opening round. And this serve is credited as an ace. The Howells Bobcats trying to help the linesman over there, and he calls it an ace. Palacic with the first ace for her, second for Howells. Serve into the middle, picked up by Mason. Set to the left side, will be rolled across there by Shipp. And set to the left wing, rolled across by Bernheide. Back row attack for Cook. Howells runs all the way to the student section to pick it up and get it back over. Middle attack this time, Chesterman. She tips it down and good. After they chased it down, they were out of system. And Chesterman able to get her third kill, 7-5. Mason back to serve it away now for Bertrand. First set went to Howells, 25-18. Serve across to Indra the libero. Middle attack blocked by Bertrand. It comes on their side, tipped over for the Vikings. Howells struggling to get it back, and they can't do it. Tip kill to Peterson. That'll be her second, 7-6. And Mason will get to serve again. Chance to tie it up here fairly early in game number two. State High School Volleyball Tournament on Classic Hits 98.9. Serve. Floats into the middle, picked up there by Janana, set right side. The attack comes right at us, and it is down and good for Casey Hyman, her fifth, 8-6. And back to serve it away will be Hyman. And Hyman serve. Down the left side, Bertrand able to pick it up. Samuelson sets outside. Left wing attack is going to be out of bounds from Peterson, 8-7. 9-6, Howells back up by three. Hyman with her first service point of the match. And this little jump serve comes into the middle to Mason. Set right side, it'll be driven across for a Bertrand kill. Brittany Shipp, her second kill. And Shipp will now go back to serve it away for the 30-2 Bertrand Vikings. And the serve. Picked up right in the middle of the floor there by the Bobcats. They go outside to Camp Schneider. Her attack is going to be deep. Back-to-back points here for Bertrand. 9-8. Chance to tie it up now for Brittany Shipp. Shipp drops it into the back corner. Picked up by Hyman. They set it back to Casey, and her attack is just off the back line. We are tied at 9. 9-9. Shipp now a chance to give Bertrand their first lead of the second set. And she mishit it down the right side, out of bounds. 10-9 Howells. Back to serve it away will be Amber Bernheide. Bernheide fires it down the middle to Mason. Here's the set for Tran to the left wing. The attack down off the double block and good for Peterson. Third kill for Madison Peterson. 10-10. Second set, Howells won the opener, 25-18, and Jaden High will come in to serve it away for the Vikings. Jaden half-step, floats it down the near side, picked up by the Bobcats, set it to the outside. The attack is off the net, and down, but in the net call on the follow-through on Howells, and Bertrand has their first lead of the second set at 11-10. And Jaden High will float this one in the middle to the Bobcats. They set it for a back row attack. It'll be taken across for the kill by Amber Bernheide. That'll be her sixth kill, 11-all. Back to serve it away is going to be the setter, Amanda Evert. Bertrand way off that back line, expecting a shorter serve. And it's right in the middle. Set to the outside for Cook. And Cook is on the line and good. Kill for Mindy Cook. It'll be her 11th kill already in this match. And now back to serve it away will be Madison Peterson as we start another rotation here in the second set. Peterson serve right down the middle. Pass to Evert. Set to the outside. The attack driven through the double block for another Caitlin Giannata kill. It's a pretty balanced right now for Howells. Giannata and Kampschneider with six kills. Giannata and Bernheide with six kills. Hyman with five. Serves across to Vinzant. Back row attack rolled across by Ship, and it's passed back out of bounds. Bertrand will get the point. Third kill for Brittany Ship. As around and around we go, halfway home in game two. Bertrand 13, Howells 12. Howells won the opener 25-18 after they were behind 10-5. Serve across to the Bobcats, right side attack, and in the net on Bertrand. 13-13. Again, the Class A final is next. Omaha Burke and unbeaten Papillion La Vista South. Ready to serve it away will be Amber. Will be Giannata, excuse me. And a block in the middle for Howells. KC Hyman. Ace block. Bobcats regain the lead. 14-13. And Giannata serves it away again here for Howells. Down the middle it goes, picked up by Vinzant. Set right side, good look for Cook. Drives it off that block, picked up in the back row by Indira and taken across for a Bertrand swing. Peterson takes it left side. Indra with the dig. Tipped back across that time by Bernheide. Bertrand finally able to slap one across, but a good dig. And then either a double hit, I think a double hit called there on Howells. Couldn't quite see the indication from our up official, but nonetheless it is a Bertrand point. And trotting back to serve it away will be Mindy Cook. 14-all, game two. And Cook right in the middle of that service area. One step and into the net. Howells 15, Bertrand 14. That's the second service error here of the game for the Vikings. Nebraska has punched in one right before halftime. The Huskers 10, Penn State nothing. 22 seconds to go before the half. Left side attack here for the Vikings, and it is going to be Brittany Ship wide. 16-14 Howells. Howells won the first set 25-18. This serve goes over to Mason. Good pass that time to the center, Samuelson. The attack out of the back row way deep from Cook. And it is 17-14, and a timeout will be called here by Bertrand. So things going good for Howells. Bertrand's got to find a way to get Cook back involved here in the front row because she's not there. It is 17-14 Howells, second set. They lead one game to none, and we'll be right back.
Countryside Market and Bertrand would like to thank everyone for their business this year and would like to take this time to wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving. Don't forget to get all you need for your family feast at the Countryside Market. Come have lunch with us at the deli with daily noon specials. Don't forget to pick up the potato bologna for the holidays. All at the Countryside Market in Bertrand, a very proud sponsor of high school sports. Congratulations and best of luck to a wonderful team from the Countryside Market in Bertrand.
With our producer-engineer Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda back at the Heartland Event Center in Grand Island for continuing coverage of the State High School Volleyball Tournament, brought to you in part by Midwest Heating and Air of Grand Island. Your comfort is our business. It is Howells 17, Bertrand 14 here in the second set. Howells won the opening set 25-18. Now back to serve it away is going to be Mackenzie Palacek. She's got the last two here that forced the Bertrand timeout. Halftime, Penn State trailing Nebraska 10-0. And the serve into the net That'll be the first service error of the game and of the match for Howells. 17-15, and Allison Mason now back to serve it away for the Lady Vikings. She'll send this deep middle. Picked up there by Janata. Punched into the net on the attempt from Bernheide. Attack error. Makes it 17-16. And Mason to get a chance here to tie it up for the Vikings. And the serve by Allison Mason right on that back middle. Set to the right side. Down the line, right at the linesman. The attack is good by Casey Hyman. Had to make the linesman do a little dance over there to get out of the way. And now she'll go back and serve it away. Casey Hyman, six kills, couple of ace blocks. And it's an ace serve here. Add that to the old resume. It is 19-16. So Bertrand keeps getting within one, and then Howells keeps going back up by three. And a serve by Hyman, handled by Mason. Here's the set, Samuelson. Middle tick, Chesterman down and good. Good adjustment there by Chesterman to get her fourth kill. Side out for Bertrand, and it'll be Brittany Shipp to serve it away. One of the sophomore starters on this team. Ship line drive serve. Tough one to pick up, but they do. Everett back set. Back row attack taken across by Hyman. Mason with the dig. Rolled back over by Peterson. Howells to the outside. Their attack is going to be dug out from a Bernheide. And a return over by Bertrand. Peterson will terminate. Peterson back down to one. Now can Bertrand finish the deal here and tie this thing up? Served by Ship. Picked up there in the middle and a tip across. Bertrand wasn't quite ready for it, and all they can do is set it over. So a free ball here for the Bobcats. Set to the outside. Tipped over by Bernheide for the kill. And once again, Bertrand gets within one but can't catch Howells. 20-18. Second set. Howells won the opener. 25-18. And Bernheide with the serve. Bertrand goes back row, Cook. Cook with the termination. Mindy with her fourth kill of this game and 12th of the match. Side out for Bertrand. And Jaden High rotates back into the ball game here for the Vikings. And High serve is going to be an ace. 20-20, four out of the last five belong to Bertrand on the Jaden High ace serve. Howells has both of their timeouts. High to serve, trying to get Bertrand the lead back. Run down there by Everett. Has to be punched across in the back row. Overpass by Bertrand. Howells decides to set it up. Go to the outside and drive it across. Dug out, and can it be passed back over? Good scramble. Howells still has it. They're going to go quick to the outside and roll it off the net again, and this time it's down. Two balls driven straight into the net. The second one falls for Janata. 21-20 Howells. Ben Zant back in the ball game here for Bertrand. And the serve for Amanda Everett. And it is going to be an ace. 22-20. Coach Mason also has a timeout remaining. Trying to get that ball back here as we go deep into set number two. And the serve across by Everett. After getting the ace, it's going to be pushed back across by the Vikings. Bobcats set it right side. Driven across there by Palacek. Picked up VinZant. Middle attack. Tipped down and good by Cook. Number 13 for Cook. Team's leading killer with 263 coming into the state tournament. 22-21 Howells. Second set. And it will be Peterson to serve. Peterson back line. Handled there by Hyman to the outside. The attack driven across by Janata. Dig is made and rolled over by Bertrand. Cook gets him out, and they will pick it up and just set it back over there with Camp Schneider. Set middle Bertrand. Cook is blocked. Ace block. Janata with her first ace block. 23-21 Howells. And a timeout asked for, and they will not allow it. It was too late. Served by Indra. There is the set to the outside. The attack is going to be down and good. Bertrand didn't need to use it. And give the kill to Peyton Peterson. That is her first here of the state final. 23-22 Howells. And back to serve it away will be Samuelson. trying to tie it up, get this thing even for Bertrand. Serves it into the back corner there, picked up by Hyman. They set it back to her. She swats it off the net and down and good. All of a sudden, Howells is getting a lot of help from the net, and a timeout will be called by Bertrand. Howells 24, Bertrand 22, and Howells won the opening set 25-18. We'll be back with more of the State High School Volleyball Tournament presented in part by Midwest Heating and Air of Grand Island right after this.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers.
Hey, Clear. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
College football at the half, Nebraska 10, Penn State nothing. Michigan State is routing Iowa 31-7 at halftime. South Carolina leads Florida 14-3 at the half. Oklahoma State 49-0 over Texas Tech as they approach half. Missouri leads Texas 14-3 at the half. Clemson leads Wake Forest 14-3 at the half. West Virginia 17-7 over Cincinnati. It is game point here for Howells. Passed off the court, but run down by Mason. Pass back across by Bertrand. Middle attack for the Bobcats is down and good by Hyman. And that is the end of game number two. 25-22. Howells is up 2-0 here in the D2 state championship. They've been the bridesmaid the last 2 years. Now they're trying to turn it around and win it all. We'll give you the numbers right after this.
It's hard to believe, but football and volleyball season are beginning to wind down. And Misco Sports, on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center, wants to get you ready for the postseason by closing out all of their football and volleyball apparel and equipment, now 30% off. Misco's also has Cutter's football gloves at 35% off. And don't forget this month, a great deal on shoes, sandals, basketball shoes, whatever you could put on your feet, up to 50% off. And don't forget the football and volleyball closeout, 30% off all apparel and equipment now at Misco's.
Do you have trouble hearing the radio? How about the phone or TV? Are you avoiding social situations because of a hearing loss? If so, see ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center to learn more about the hearing aid products and services we provide. Or visit us at entphysiciansofkearney.com, caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Well, the second set is in the books here at the Heartland Event Center in Grand Island. Here are the numbers for Bertrand. Mindy Cook had 2 service points and 5 kills. Katie Chesterman had an ace block, 2 kills. Madison Peterson, 3 kills. Brittany Shipp, 3 service points, 2 kills. Peyton Peterson had a kill. Jaden High, 2 service points, 1 was an ace. And Allison Mason, 2 service points. 13 kills, 1 ace block, and 1 ace serve for Bertrand. For Howells, Amanda Everett had an ace serve. Casey Hyman, 2 service points. 1 was an ace. She had an ace block and 5 kills. Amber Birdheide had 3 kills. Haley Kampschneider had an ace block. Caitlin Janata, 2 service points, an ace block and 3 kills. Mackenzie Palachik, 4 service points. 1 was an ace. Paige Indra, a service point. Howells had 11 kills, 3 ace blocks, and 3 ace serves as they take a 2-0 lead over Bertrand, 25-18, 25-22. And we'll be back with the third set right after this on Classic Hits.
Attention football fans, it's that time of year again when the competition is heating up. If you want to be the ultimate tailgate grilling master, you need a Traeger wood pellet grill. You could be making bacon and biscuits before a morning game, pizza and hamburgers before the afternoon game, or take your time and enjoy smoking ribs or pork tenderloin before that evening game. The grill that can do it all, check out the new Traeger Junior tailgate model. Stop grilling, start Traegering at Builders in Kearney.
Builders does the best.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
serve it away first to start game three, and immediately Bertrand will roll it up there with Cook. It's blocked right back at him, so Cook takes a big swing. It's dug out by Indra, set to the middle, and a double hit called on the center for Howells. So Bertrand will score the first point. Howells scored the first point on the first two games, and Bertrand gets the first one here. Twin River takes game one from Hastings-St. Cecilia 25-20 in the C2 consolation. Serve across, and it'll be tipped across once, twice, back over to the Vikings, and now they will get a right side kill for Cook. Number 14 for Mindy Cook. It is 2-0. Grand Island Central Catholic is up 2-0 on Minden, 25-14, 25-19 in the C1 third place match. Earlier today, SCOTUS beat Kearney Catholic 15-12 in the fifth of the C1 final. And here, Howells gets a kill on the left wing from Casey Hyman. She's got 8-7 apiece for Bernheide and Janata. Bertrand, of course, led by Cook with 14. And then Chesterman and Peterson each have 4. Serve across now for Janata. And at 2-1, it's going to be an ace serve, making it 2-2 in short fashion. Howells right now just kind of clicking on all cylinders. But again, they were up 2-0 on the opening day before having to survive in 5. As another serve is across, handled this time by Bertrand. Pushed back over the net by Peterson. Back set right side for the Bobcats. And getting the kill is going to be Mackenzie Palachik. And that'll be her first kill of the entire championship. 3-2, Howells still back there serving. Is Janata. Quick set right side has to be tipped across there by Cook, almost underhanded. And Bertrand will get a break because Howells misplays the ball and passes it in to their own net. It's 3-3. Back to serve for Bertrand is going to be Haley Samuelson. Howells is up by a count of 2-0. And they get the lead back here on a right side kill by Hyman. That'll be her ninth. 4-3, Howells. Palachik now back to serve it away. And Palachik serve goes right in the middle to Van Zandt. Run down by Samuelson. Peterson takes it across. The dig is made by Palachik. Left side attack is going to be knocked over by Bernheide. Bertrand has it. They go with the fake to Cook, and it'll be tipped across there by Brittany Shipp. And Shipp is going to get the kill. 4-4. Chesterman back into the ball game, and back to serve it away is going to be Haley Samuelson. Bertrand trying to get it going here, win game three and extend the match. Back pedaling to receive the serve is Janata. Left side attack is going to be ripped over by Bernheide, and it's down and good. 5-4 Howells on Bernheide's eighth kill. Back to serve it away now is Casey Hyman for the Howells Bobcats. You're listening to KKPR-FM, Classic Hits 98.9 of the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. And we've got an out-of-rotation called on Bertrand here. Wonder if they had an illegal substitution here with the libero. The point is over. Score should be 5-4. And so Howells gets the point, 5-4. Nothing changed there. And now Chesterman will check back into the ball game. And waiting patiently to serve the volleyball away is Casey Hyman. Hyman's serve, floats into the back middle, pass toward the net, close to the net, it's overpassed, and it's going to be knocked down by Camp Schneider. That'll be her first kill to go along with a couple of ace blocks. Howells leading it 6-4 here in the D2 final. At the end of the match, whenever that is, the Misco Sports postgame show, so stay with us. As Hyman floats it across, Cook with the dig, pass off the mark, pass back out of bounds, 7-4, Howells. And we are going to see a timeout right here for Bertrand. They've got to get it changed around. They're down 2-0 and 7-4 here in the third set of the D2 state championship. We'll be back in a minute.
NewTek is proud to support high school sports. NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
NewTek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
And out of the Bertrand timeout, Howells continues to serve here with Casey Hyman, 7-4 Bobcats in the third set, up 2-0, rolled back over by Brittany Schiff, set to the middle. The attack is going to be down and good for the Bobcats, and Camp Schneider getting her second kill of the game, and it's now 8-4. Again at halftime, Nebraska leads Penn State 10-0, and Michigan State all over Iowa, 31-7 at the half, and here is an ace serve, 9-4. Got out of the way at the last second, and it is just inside that back line for Casey Hyman. Bertrand started off so well, jumped out 9-4 in the first set, but ever since then, it has been all Howells. Bertrand battled him in game two, but Howells won it 25-22. They won the first set 25-18. Samuelson has to run it down just to set it up for Brittany Schiff. Doesn't get much of a swing. Driving it through for Howells. It's going to be Camp Schneider, and everybody playing well right now for Howells. And the scary thing is they only have two seniors on the team, Janata and Bernheide. And the run continues here for Casey Hyman, and finally Bertrand puts it away with Chesterman. Fifth kill for Chesterman, and it is 10-5. Back to serve it away will be Allison Mason. Bertrand will sub back in. And Mason waits to serve it away. Here we go. Into the net. Service there. Right back over to Howell. So a chance for them to keep their momentum here. And Amber Bernheide will go back and serve it away for the Lady Bobcats. In this D2 final, they're 28-4, 30-2 for Bertrand. Slide right side for Bertrand. Driven across there by Schiff. Howells will get the dig, and they will hit it deep that time for Janata. A rare attack error lately for Howells. And it will be Bertrand to serve the volleyball away. And it will be taken across by Schiff. Quick offense here, and it is terminated immediately by Howells. Janata with her eighth kill. 12-6 Howells. Almost halfway home in the third set, and they're up two games to none. The setter, Amanda Everett, will serve it away for the Bobcats. Close it into the back row there to Mason. Set to the back row. Crook, and her attack is going to be deep and out of bounds. 13-6. Howells with the lead. And pulling away here in game number three. Tran just needs something positive to happen here. Something to jumpstart him. Gets to Mason. Set to the outside. Tipped across by Peterson. Howells goes outside. Another big swing, but this time it is out of bounds. Point for the Vikings. As always, want to say a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school volleyball. Great crew here at the Heartland Event Center, as always, and the NSAA putting on another quality event here. The second of six championships. Columbus SCOTUS has won one, and right down the road, Howells is close to winning another one here as the serve is across by Jaden High for Bertrand. Left side attack, big swing every time for Janata, but this one will not come back. Ninth kill for Janata. 14-7. Howells with the lead. And Indra to serve it away. Doubling up the Bertrand Vikings so far. Serve floats into the back corner. Picked up there by Schiff. At the net, Cook with the tip. And it goes out of bounds. Putting her hands down at the last minute was Polacek. And it is 15-7 Howells. Indra with the serve. Deep middle. Schiff gets a hand on it, slide it right side for Peterson, and she'll get the kill. Madison Peterson with her fifth kill. Side out here for Bertrand, who's beaten some great teams this year, won their conference, and at Hitchcock County, their only regular season loss, but were tested a lot more in the second half of the season. Everett sets middle and is terminated by Janata. Her 10th kill. Janata leading the way today for a balanced Howells attack, 16-8. And now Janata will go back and serve it away. The 5'11 senior loads this one as deep as she can to keep it into Mason. Here's a back set for Cook. She'll roll it off the double block. Set is made by Hyman. Tipped across there by Bernheide, and it works. Number 9 for Bernheide, 17-8. And again, kind of repeating myself, but Howells is just showing as balanced of an attack as they could possibly have. And they serve this one deep and out of bounds. Bertrand looking to get some points here on serve. They've only got one, and that was with Peterson back there. They started the set 2-0 Bertrand, but now it is 17-9 Howells. And chance to serve it away here for Haley Samuelson. Set to the middle, a little miscommunication. Palacic had to punch it across. Right side attack is going to be rolled over by Ship. Howells will come to the left side and punch it back across the net with Bernheide. Bertrand goes outside. Peterson drives it over. Got a rally going here for once. Bernheide again off the tip. VanZant with the dig. Back set right side. Ship will be deep. Was it tip? No, it was not. Point Howells. And back to serve it away will be Palacek. Again, Howells winning it twice. Checking out Peyton Peterson, and they're going to bring into the ball game Savannah High, a 5'9 sophomore. And Howells, the state runner-up the last 2 years in D1, and they're on their way right now as Cook brings it across. Set is made by the Bobcats. They'll go back row attack, and it's going to be blocked. Ace blocked by Mindy Cook. Her second ace block. Back over to Bertrand. It is 18-10. And Chesterman returns to the lineup. And back to serve it away should be Cook, and it is. Cook will float it back middle. Picked up there by Janata. Back row attack. Going to be flown over by Palacic. Trouble for Bertrand, but they do pass it back over with Chesterman. Here's the set. Hyman to the outside. Bernheide dug out by the Vikings. They get things going. Outside attack by High. Off the block. Above the net. Terminated. Howells. Casey Hyman. Her 10th kill. 19-10 Howells. And Hyman will go back and serve it away. Howells lost last year and the year before to Exeter Milligan. And Exeter Milligan plays in the D1 final again tonight, going for 3 in a row. Middle attack going to be rolled over there by Chesterman. Howells has it to the left wing. It's going to be driven across by Bernheide. Quick set back by Savannah High. Middle is off on the set. Howells has to pass it over. Free ball here for Bertrand. And it'll be driven across by Ship. Good dig picked up that time by Janata. Back row punch across by Hyman. Bertrand will set to the outside. Rolled across by High, and a kill for Brittany Ship. Fifth kill for Brittany Ship, 19-11. And it'll be Allison Mason back to serve it away. And the little jump serve picked up fairly deep by Casey Hyman. Punched across there by Camp Schneider, and it falls to the floor. A little miscommunication. Bertrand didn't get it where they wanted. And 5 points away from a state title for Howells. It's been all football. The Howells Bobcats looking for their first state volleyball title in 16 years. And back to serve it is going to be Bernheide. Bertrand has it. Back row attack Cook. Dugout back row here for Howells. Go to the left wing. Driven down by Janata. Overpass. Reaching above the net. Camp Schneider. Tipped over by Bertrand. And they'll get the kill. Bertrand will get the kill from Madison Peterson. It was passed back over the net by Howells, but it hit the antenna out of bounds. Ship now to serve it away. Brittany knuckleballs it down the middle to Hyman. Here's the set to the left wing, and the attack is way deep that time. Trying to overswing is Caitlin Janata. 20-13. Bertrand finally gets a point on their serve. And Ship will try again. This time Howells will go to the back row. And it'll be Bernheide to take it near side, dug out by Bertrand. They will go back row attack with Cook, and it's dug out by Bernheide. Back row attack by Hyman, blocked at the net, Chesterman. Kate Chesterman with the block, 3 in a row here for Bertrand. trying to get something mustered up here and keep their season alive. Schiff going for three in a row. Picked up by Hyman. Good pass to Everett. Set to the outside. The attack blocked and an ace block. Haley Samuelson with the ace block. And Howells now has their 9-point lead cut to 5. And Schiff stays at that service line. Brittany deep. They did not let it go. Might have been out. Going to be played in the back row. Attack Bernheide. Dug out there by Schiff on the slide. Chesterman is blocked. Ace block by Howells' Caitlin Giannata. And that'll stop the run for now for Bertrand. Howells 21, Bertrand 15. The Bobcats are up 2-1. 25-18, 25-22. Amanda Everett to serve. Vikings need the ball right back here, but it's an ace serve by Amanda Everett, her second, 22-15, and timeout, the final one for Bertrand. We'll be back with more high school volleyball from the state tournament right after this.
Family Physical Therapy knows everyone has an ow once in a while. You might sustain an injury during competition or strain your knee or back doing chores at home. Your job now is to come up with a story to tell your friends.
Yeah, I was kickboxing in Japan.
It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back to the game of life. There's one near you in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Lexington, and now Wood River. If you have an ow, tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back to the game of life.
As we said, Exeter Milligan beat Howells the last 2 years in the D1 final and did it in straight sets. Howells is trying to turn the trick here on Bertrand, and they are 3 points away from a state championship. It's 22-15 Howells over Bertrand in the third set. And for Bertrand, Mindy Cook, the big hitter, she is a senior, so Samuelson and Vinzant. And back to serve it away now, Amanda Everett at 22-15 Howells, 3 points away from a state title. Samuelson gets it up for a back row attack, and it's going to be down and good for Mindy Cook. Her 15th kill, trying to keep the Vikings alive, and now she rotates back into the front row to give them that power, and in to serve, Jaden High. You're listening to the state volleyball tournament here on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Serve is across and an ace block. No, not an ace. Yes, it is an ace block by Cook. Late whistle, but it is an ace block by Mindy Cook. That'll be her third of the match, second of the set, 22-17. Jaden High on the serve here on KKPR-FM, Kearney Hastings, Grand Island, and there's a big swing and another kill for Giannata. She has been incredible today for the Bobcats. 23-17, back to the number one server in Paige Indra. 2 points away from a championship. Bertrand once again will pick it up there with Schiff. Set to Cook. Cook will be deep. Was it tipped? No, it was not. And it is championship point for the Howells Bobcat and Coach Edwards. Paige Indra serving for the title. Deep serve, they let it go. It's out of bounds. So a lot of adrenaline on that serve. And Bertrand will get another chance here with Madison Peterson there, number one server. But it is still championship point for Howells. 24-18, Peterson serve. Picked up in the back row by Bernheide. Middle attack, driven across, dug out by Bertrand. Free ball termination, but in the net on Howells. Howells thought they had won it, but they have been called in the net. Their entire team is on the floor celebrating. The match is not over. In the net was called on Howells. They do not realize that. And with all the kids running on the floor, that's almost an extra point. Sometimes they would call that. So it is 24-19. And another chance to serve here for Peterson. But it's still championship point Howells. Overpass, Everett can't get it out of the net. It's going to be an ace serve, 24-20. So Bertrand a chance to celebrate here a little bit. Coach Edwards off the bench saying, settle down, girls. I know it's right here, but we still need one more point. And the serve is deep and out of bounds, and now it's over. Howells in straight sets, 25-18, 25-22, and 25-20 over the Bertrand Vikings. Bertrand will end their season as the state runner-up, 30-3. Howells will finish 29-4, and the D2 state volleyball champions. And what a day for Mindy Cook. 15 kills, led all players in this match. Caps an outstanding career for her in Bertrand. We will be back with the Misco Sports postgame show and all the final stats right after this on Classic Hits.
Pro Team Design is proud to support our area athletes and their fans. We do that the best way we know how, which is providing embroidery and unmatched service all of Central Nebraska. For everything from youth football to college volleyball, we have the brands you want at prices you can afford. So call Pro Team Design in Grand Island today for all of your corporate, athletic, or personal screen printing and embroidery needs. Pro Team Design, 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, 308-398-1154, or check us out on the web at proteamdesign.com.
The Bank of Bertrand thanks you for your business and welcomes you to this sports broadcast. The Bank of Bertrand is your full-service hometown bank and invites you to stop in and see them for all your banking, from commercial to professional. The Bank of Bertrand has everything you need to keep your farm, home, and business running. The Bank of Bertrand, member FDIC, an equal housing lender, very proud to sponsor this high school sports broadcast.
Well, winning never gets old in Howells, and now they are looking to do the old double, football, volleyball. Volleyball has done their part. Football always does their part, but they have to take on Clarkson in the semifinals on Monday, and then if they advance to the finals, it'll either be Sargent or Loomis in the championship match. 25-20, Howells the winner here over Bertrand to win the state championship. And we will take a look at the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports on the break to the downtown Kearney Center. Stop by today and you'll be better equipped for the games you play as you get ready for wrestling and basketball season. They've got the shoes, the workout gear you need, the travel bags, and maybe it's time to start thinking Christmas. I know. Can you believe it? A couple of weeks away, Thanksgiving, and then in full force. Get it done early at Misco Sports. In that third set for Bertrand, I had Mindy Cook with two ace blocks and two kills. Katie Chesterman had an ace block and a kill. Madison Peterson had three service points. One was an ace, two kills. Slide down to Brittany Shipp. She had three service points and a kill. Haley Samuelson had an ace block. Jaden High had a service point. Seven kills, four ace blocks, one ace serve for Bertrand. Four Howells in the third set. Amanda Everett, two service points. One was an ace. Casey Hyman had five service points. One was an ace, three kills. Amber Bernheide had two kills. Haley Kampschneider had three kills. Kaylin Janata had three service points. One was an ace block, and four kills. Mackenzie Palachik had a kill, and Paige Indra had two service points. 13 kills, one ace block, and three ace serves for Howells as they take the third set 25-20 to capture the D2 state championship. We'll be back with the composite stats after this on the Misco Sports postgame show.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Plant smiles, grow laughs, harvest love. Rainbow Nursery is located between Bertrand and Loomis, north of Highway 23 on E Road at the home of Scott and Renee Davis. Rainbow Nursery offers many opportunities for you landscaping, unique plants, yard tours, presentations to many organizations on landscaping and nursery topics, as well as consultations. Rainbow Nursery has flexible hours to try and work around your busy schedule. So call before you make the drive and schedule an appointment to get everything you need for a beautiful yard and flower bed. Blessings to all of you Vikings from Rainbow Nursery.
Back on the Misco Sports postgame show, State College, Pennsylvania, 9 minutes to go, third quarter, Nebraska at the Penn State 30, leading it by a score of 10-0 as the Huskers trying to keep their chances alive in the Big Ten championship race. As we take a look now at the final stats of our match, first of all for Bertrand, Mindy Cook, two service points, three ace blocks, and a match-high 15 kills. Katie Chesterman, two ace blocks, five kills. Madison Peterson, six service points. One was an ace. She had six kills. Brittany Shipp, six service points, five kills. Peyton Peterson, one kill. Haley Samuelson, one service point and an ace block. Jaden High, three service points, one was an ace. And Allison Mason had five service points. Bertrand, 32 kills, six ace blocks, two ace serves, as the Vikings finish as the D2 state runner-up with a record of 30-3 on the season. For the Howells Bobcats, Amanda... Well, let's hold on here. Before we do that, let's hear the presentation of the trophy to the Bertrand Lady Vikings here at the Heartland Event Center.
All of you are welcome to receive a runner-up trophy for your school. Congratulations, Bertrand High School.
Bertrand bringing home their second state championship in the last 4 years, and they will take it back to Viking Land and the Republican Plains Activities Conference as they get their second runner-up trophy here under Coach Mason. Now let's take a look at the numbers for Howells. Nebraska has just scored to go up 16-0 over Penn State. Amanda Everett has seven service points, two of them aces, one kill from the center position. Casey Hyman, seven service points, two of them aces. She had two ace blocks and 10 kills. Amber Bernheide, three service points, an ace block, 10 kills. Haley Kampfschneider, two ace blocks, three kills. Caitlin Janana, five service points, one was an ace, two ace blocks, and a team-high 11 kills. Mackenzie Palachik, six service points, one was an ace, one kill, and Paige Indra had the team-high barely in service points with eight, and one of those was an ace. For Howells, 35 kills, seven ace blocks, seven ace serves, a very complete performance by the Howells Bobcats, who win the state championship 25-18, 25-22, 25-20 to end the season at 29-4 on the year. We will be back with more on the Misco Sports postgame show after this timeout.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
When you connect with CHS, you get more than a partner. You get a business relationship built to last.
Where you're connected to a company that markets over a billion bushels of grain a year.
In 60 countries.
Connected to a leading energy supplier that delivers quality products.
Connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs.
Connected to our people who are committed to helping you reach your goals. We're CHS, resources for enriching lives.
As Howells is presented with their D2 state championship trophy, two champs are in the books. Columbus SCOTUS and Howells, and we had them both for you here on our Platte River Radio network of stations. Still to come, the Class A final is next as Papillion-La Vista South tries to capture another state title and an unbeaten season. Some places have them ranked number one in the country. They will take on 32-6 Omaha Burke in the final. In the consolation match, Omaha Marion swept Lincoln Northeast. In Class B, Grand Island Northwest will play Lincoln Pius X tonight at 6:30. The consolation match between Elkhorn South and Omaha Scut will begin at Grand Island Senior High at 2. In C1, Kearney Catholic was a runner-up here today as they dropped a five-set match to Columbus SCOTUS here this afternoon. And the scores there were 25-13, 26-24, 23-25, 14-25, 15-12 as SCOTUS won that. And in the consolation match, Grand Island Central Catholic was up 2-0 over Minden. In C2, Twin River and Hastings St. Cecilia are even at a game apiece in their consolation match. And at 4:30, Ord will play Lutheran High Northeast for the championship. Ord won C1 in 2007. They look for their second state title today against the defending champions from Lutheran High Northeast. In D1, the consolation match was a dandy. West Point Guardian Angels, a 17-15 win in the fifth set to defeat Bruning Davenport Shickley. And the D1 final is the last matchup tonight when Exeter Milligan goes for their third state title in a row against Humphrey. And in Class D2, as you just heard, the championship. Bertrand falling to Howells. Stewart and Brady will play the consolation at Grand Island Northwest at 2 o'clock. Minden has taken the third set from Grand Island Central Catholic, 27-25. So that just tells you they're playing for something over there in C1. Central Catholic's up 2-1. Well, ladies and gentlemen, with that, our high school volleyball season for 2011 has come to an end. And what a great year it has been. So many outstanding volleyball teams that we've had a chance to witness, cover, watch, and be successful this year. And congratulations to all of those that made it down here to the state tournament, and including Kearney Catholic and Bertrand. I know they wanted the big trophy, but they beat out everybody but one team, and especially for the Stars. Beat Grand Island Central Catholic yesterday and had Columbus SCOTUS on the ropes. Just couldn't quite finish it off here today. Best of luck to the rest of the teams. The state volleyball tournament brought to you on Platte River Radio by Midwest Heating and Air of Grand Island. Your comfort is our business. Before we leave you, Nebraska leads 17-10 over Penn State as they are early in the third quarter of play. 8:51 to go in the third quarter of play. Let's take a look at some other college football scores. Florida and South Carolina currently on ESPN, followed by Boise State, TCU, and Oregon Stanford. Northwestern leads Rice 21-0. Missouri, midway through the third, leads Texas 17-3. Clemson trailing Wake Forest. Ninth-ranked Clemson is down 21-14, 8 minutes to go in the third quarter. Just underway in the third, it is West Virginia leading 23rd-ranked Cincinnati 17-7. 9:40 to go in the third quarter. Michigan State all over Iowa 31-7. 7 minutes to go third quarter. South Carolina leads Florida 14-6. 7:20 to go in the third quarter. Purdue 17, Ohio State 14. 11.5 to go third quarter. Oklahoma State 56, Texas Tech 6. And it is Boston College leading North Carolina early third by a score of 14-3. Kansas a 3-0 lead over Baylor. 9.5 to go in the first quarter there. High school football is the next action here on Classic Hits. Monday night, the D1 semifinals. Elgin, Pope John at Kennesaw. Our pregame at 4:30, kickoff at 5 o'clock. And then on Tuesday, here on Classic Hits, the C2 semifinals. Kearney Catholic at North Platte St. Pat's. Pregame at 5:30, kickoff at 6. And on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Minden at Norfolk Catholic Tuesday. Pregame at 3:30 and kickoff at 4. For our engineer, Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda. You've been listening to the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center.